had a breakdown on the Autobahn. I had a breakdown on the M1. I had a breakdown in the service area. I had a breakdown in Bavaria.
Too Much Rock Podcast number 688. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We started this week with a track from the BVs from Augsburg in Germany. The song is called Breakdown. It's on the band's album Taking Pictures of Taking Pictures, which came out February 16th of this year on shelf life here in the U.S., though I think in Europe you can get that on Klein Untergut Schallplatten, my German exquisite. It's an excellent album. It always mixes a little bit of dream pop and a little bit of krautrock, and that's not something you normally hear, but they do it so well, and that song there is definitely one that helps me drift away wonderfully. Not usually how I start a podcast, but I wanted to give that one some props this week. I got lots of music for you this week. Lots of tracks, lots of short tracks, lots of pop punk. Let's start here with Brad Marino. This one's called Theodora.
We'll to eat burgers?
They think I'm a blue suit. I'm not too sad.
Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Burger Weekends from Innsbruck in Austria. The song's called Neon Girl, and it's on the 7-inch Dead Romance that came out in 2018 on Wanda Records, Monster Zero, and Bartolini Records. Three labels came together to put that one out for you, and it's worth it. I think that track there's my favorite because it features guest vocals from Annie Chaos and Sarah Joseph. That one makes a lot of fun. Before that, we heard from Brad Marino with the song Theodora. That's on his 7-inch Ramones and Stones, which came out January of this year on Ghost Highway. He's based out of Rochester, New Hampshire. Says he's only got 12 copies left in the U.S., so if you're interested in that 7-inch, get in touch, pick one up from him. We're going to continue on here. Here's one from Why Nots. The song is called Nobody's Looking.
Yeah.
Ended with Izzot Gap from Athens, Georgia, and played the song Her Peace, recorded in 1984, though it didn't get released at the time. In fact, it won't get an official release until April 5th, when Happy Happy Birthday to Me Records puts out the Swa record. That includes those recordings from 1984, some from 2014 that the band resurrected, and then a 1985 live set that's a lot of fun. I just don't know what it is. What do you call that genre? That's kind of post-post-punk, pre-alternative, pre-indie. Stuff that was happening in the U.S. in the early to mid-80s. Good stuff. I love it. We've had a couple of compilations lately that feature all of those tracks, but I just don't think there's a name for that genre. What do you call it? Let me know. Before that, we heard from the Spivs with the song Maybe It's Different. I found that on the 8 for 80, a Carlisle compilation released in 1980 on Matchbox Classics. It just includes, I think, 8 bands from Carlisle in the UK on one 7-inch, 33 RPM disc. I went looking for a track by the Limps, and I couldn't find it, but the Limps were on that compilation, so I picked it up anyway, and I was happy I did, because that Spivs track there is wonderful. That was the gem I found there. And, you know, it's nice to find these things that are like scene documents of what was happening at the time. We need more of those. And we started things off with the Why Nots from Boston and the song Nobody's Looking. That's on the Way Back Now EP that the band put out December of last year. Just a self-release digital only thing that you can find on Bandcamp, just like I did. The band features members of Jerry's Kids, and so, you know, I had to pick that up and see what those folks were up to now. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I got more music for you, so let's continue on here. Here's one from The Marked Men.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Fast Eddie from Denver, Colorado. The song is called Spirit Commander. It's on the new album To the Stars, which came out March 15th on Spaghetti Town, Boulevard Trash, and Beluga, three great labels combining to bring you that one. That song there is big and rock and roll and dumb, and I like it. The rest of the album, it's kind of hit and miss. I think some of it is a little more alternative, a little more Strokesy style rock and roll, and a little less, so I don't know, punk and roll, which I really enjoy. So give that one a listen, see if there's something that works for you on that. And then we started that set off with The Marked Men with the song She Don't Know. I picked that up on the Other Side compilation that came out in 2018 on Dirt Nap Records. Though originally that was on a 7-inch that was released in 2005. That Denton, Texas band is back on the road. I got a set coming up here in Kansas City in a few weeks with the Whiffs at the Ship, and you know I will be at that one. So I went back, picked up this compilation. That is, as I said, a compilation of the previous 7-inches that they had released at the time, and it was a nice refresher and kind of amped me up for that show a little bit. Anyway, we are out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 688, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com or find me in your favorite social media sites. We can take a look at the concert calendar now. We've got Slater Kinney coming to the Truman on the 25th, Double Drag playing the release show at the Record Bar on the 29th, and on the 31st, Deerhoof is playing at the Bottleneck. Into April, John Vanderslice is an Undertow show on the 3rd, Expo 70's playing that night at the Ship. On the 4th, Marked Men are at the Ship, or Crowbars at the Record Bar. Nico Case is at Liberty Hall on the 5th. There is playing that night at the Replay. On the 7th, Kublai, Texas is at Granada. On the 8th, Chappelle Roan is at the Midland. Nation of Language is playing the Liberty at 10th. The 11th, Hellevate is at Farewell. James McMurtry is playing at Knuckleheads. On the 12th, Till Willis has an early matinee show at the Replay. 13th, 6% reuniting to play at the Record Bar. 14th, Claire Adams has a show at Knuckleheads. Waxahachie is at the Uptown on the 18th, and Season de Risk returns to the Record Bar on the 20th. Looking at the website, nothing new there. I've got a lot of things ready to post, so by the time you hear this, there's probably something new. Take a look now, or I'll tell you about it next week. And of course, I have saved time for one more trek. We're going to do something from Cheekface from Los Angeles, the song There Were Changes in the Hardcore Scene. It's from the band's self-released album, It's Sorted, which came out January 22nd of this year. The band is silly and smart in equal measure. Kind of remind me of They Might Be Giants in that way, though maybe not musically. You know what they sound like. I've played them here on the podcast before. If not, they sound like this song. So if you enjoy this one, you're going to enjoy this album, and you're going to enjoy their entire catalog. So win things here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Cheekface. We'll talk again next week.
Heaven or heck, eat the rich food. Halftime breakdowns, chopped and screwed. Pruning shears, cutting liberty spikes on the hedges of my mind. This is so inclusive, I feel so included. If you got plugs and gauges, you are welcome in our spaces. I got friends in crowded places, we're not much for social graces. We are social dissidents, we do not send condolences. And I hate to send mixed messages, I love to send mixed messages. I hate to send mixed messages, I love to send mixed messages. There was so much time I spent rent free. In my mind I was radically transparent, then I reverted to the mean. But there were changes in the hardcore scene. There was so much time I spent rent free. In my mind I was radically transparent, then I reverted to the mean. But there were changes in the hardcore scene. What's the opposite of optimal? I think it's liminal. Let's get liminal, bro. We're liminal. I'm the new England grindcore, and I don't need help. I'll do it myself. And it will be so inclusive, you'll feel so included. If you got plugs and gauges, you are welcome in our spaces. I got friends with background checks, with X tattoos all up their necks, and we are social dissidents. We do not send condolences. And I hate to send mixed messages. I love to send mixed messages. I hate to send mixed messages. I love to send mixed messages. There was so much time I spent rent-free.